Hi, this is Holly.
Hey, Holly. Nick with RDI.
Hey, Nick. How's it going?
Good. Did I catch you at a better time than I normally do?
It's fine. Just working on doing inventory stuff.
You're always doing something. I feel like you don't even sleep. You just keep on going. You're just like...
I think I do.
The Energizer being funny. Just with the drum, and you're just... You could be a stand-in for that commercial.
Do people not just keep going?
I'll tell you what, I don't. But I don't tell people that. You're just a special case. No.
I'm a special case.
I'm going to need a nap every once in a while. So.
Sometimes that sounds good, but no.
Do you have have we talked about this? Do you have kids?
I don't, no.
Okay. I was going to say. Well,
that explains it, right?
Maybe that's it, yeah. Because they suck it out of you, you know?
I'm sure.
No, I'm just kidding. But a little bit. No, a little
well,
bit.
Well, a little bit, yeah.
It's just so much.
It's a lot of work.
My
How old are your kids?
I have twin boys. They're 11. And,
okay.
And
that will trouble.
Yeah. So the one's on the autism spectrum, and he is, they call him like splinter skills, I guess. His thing is that he's insanely good at math, and like multiplies like three-digit numbers by each other. And
wow.
Yeah, and
so operating with a little bit different brain processing than the rest of us, because he's seeing something
exactly
somebody else is not seeing it that way.
Oh my gosh, it's incredible, you know, and like, and there's this YouTube channel of somebody else who's clearly on the spectrum, a little bit older, a little bit higher functioning. And make
uh-huh.
these songs counting by, you know, whatever. You know, they go up. And he'll just be singing these songs counting by 172s. And then, like, I try to do it with him. But, man, it's very hard for me to, you know, 172, you know, was the first one's 244.
Yeah, you're stopping.
You know what I mean? No, 344. By the third or the fourth one...
688. You can do a few, and then you start, like, getting lost.
Yeah. But that's the only time that he really, like, uses his words. He'll tell me, be like, no, you know, and he'll correct me, you know. Or he won't even say no. He'll just say the right one, yeah. And, you know, I'm all right with it, you know, but it's like I got to do all the manual things in my head.
Oh, my gosh. So how does he compare to his brother?
So, and his brother is more neurotypical. But he is
okay.
very good at math, just not like savant level. But, you know, so Preston is on the autism spectrum. Silas is neurotypical, more or less, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, for a while, like, Preston couldn't take those, he couldn't transfer those skills to anything else. Like, I regularly take him to the laundromat and, you know, and it let him help me with things. And then he would want to get something from the vending machine. And he couldn't get down like, okay, I want to get this from the vending machine. It's this much. This is how many quarters I need. But whereas Silas could have done that, but can't do the calculations in his head. You know what I mean? Like the big one.
Right. Different type of, yeah, it's a different processing.
Now I've worked with Preston, and now he understands money, which is good because now we're working on him spending less of mine. but we'll be at the store, and he'll be like, one, he'll be picking stuff out, and I'll be like, now I'm like, oh, do you have enough money with your allowance? I don't know, you know, and he does the calculations. But so now he's really good, and he can tell you how many quarters are in $183.75. You know what I mean? It'll be just like
yeah.
That. It's wild.
So it just accesses something that we're not.
I don't even understand.
I don't know.
Like, right? And we could talk about the mysteries of everything, right? But like, I think about it all the time. Like, do you have that in your brain somewhere, and you're just not tapped into it? Do I have that? How do I access?
Yeah,
that?
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. Yeah.
Like, how do we untap this?
I mean, there is, like, I mean, who hasn't had an experience where something you know something you should know? So how did we hit that little that time. I remember I was a kid throwing rocks in the creek, and I was reaching for a rock, and I got a picture in my head of a snake. It was in Wyoming. So I backed off because I didn't see a snake, and I leaned over and looked under this, and I'm like, oh, there's a rattler under there. So, you know, I got a, you know, I got a hit on it before I reached over, and it was big enough, like, oh, that it scared me, and I, there was nothing there. And so I had to back up and look, and I'm like, okay, where'd that come from? Even back then. And so obviously we have access to other information.
Yeah.
Like that was awesome and helpful. But I just think we don't know how to hear it for the most part.
No, I agree with you wholeheartedly. That's one of the things that I'm like obsessed with outside of work is, you know, trying to understand that because it's so cool. And honestly, it's like this is the most exciting time to be a human in the history of humans from what I can tell, right?
Exciting and scary all at once.
I'm just focused on the exciting part. Well, like, you know, interesting,
good.
Maybe interesting because, you know, we learn new stuff every day about that. But, yeah, no, absolutely. One day maybe we'll figure
truly.
It out. You know, be like, you know, there's this.
I think stuff like meditation actually helps quieting your mind.
Yeah.
You just get a better connection to stuff like that.
That's something I should do more of. But absolutely it does. Yeah, it helps you be more connected.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, that's very cool.
I think so, too.
So, yeah, no, but, they take it out of me sometimes. So, but they're good. They're good kids, and they're great with each other.
My boyfriend's got twins, a boy and a girl.
No
and
way.
The boy struggled through, they're 25 now.
Okay.
The guy struggled through school and had to go to a special school, and he gets math, he just mixes math up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It mixes it up. But you know what? He has found his way in the world, and he's a great mechanic, and he's got a job, and he, like, moved away, and we're like, he's going to pay his bills?
Like, on his own? He's just standing on his own?
Yeah.
Oh,
and it's doing awesome, and Gordon's just like, I didn't see this coming when he was younger. He was so hard, and I thought, you know, and he's like actually like sunk into a career now that works for him, and he's.
How long have you known him for?
Gordon and I for like 6 years.
Okay.
We've been together for like 6 years, and then, so I met him when his kids were like, you know, 20 or so.
He's still at home.
And the daughter's in college. The daughter was. Is bright and has 2 degrees and da-da-da, but she's, like, stumbling around. She can't find the job she likes, you know, teaching.
It's
an interesting contrast between the two years. I never imagined he would have kind of a career in place before she would. You know, like, who saw that coming, you know? So I'm so proud of him.
I am very proud of him, and I haven't even met him, but.
Yeah.
I like to see anybody getting their shit together, you know what I mean? You know, like. Knowing what they want to do, you know, having passion for it, I love that. So,
I'm sure you saw the movie about Temple Grandin.
I don't think so.
You're like, what are you talking about? Do you know who Temple Grandin is?
No.
She was heavily on the spectrum.
Okay.
And she's pretty well known, famous. For developing some things, and you got to see, it's a great movie.
I will.
Shows the struggle of her as a kid and her mom's kind of persistence that she's going to. She's like a trailblazer. She was struggling as a kid. I mean, really, and she just. I don't even want to tell you the storyline because it's so good and it's true story.
I looked it up and I found it. I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I watch it. I like stuff like
anyway.
That. But no, that's cool. I don't want to, you know, take you off of what you were doing when I called.
Oh, it was really nice. You could not do that for a minute.
You're welcome. You can rely on me anytime for that. I can't even help it. But so did you like it?
Okay, I've got all your ovals that you own. So.
Yeah,
I know
one.
Why you're calling.
Yeah, no. You have four.
I know. I'm green.
Yeah, I know. Did you like any of them? Do you want me to send you anything different?
So There's one of these 170s I like. For a minute, I'm like, oh, I like this. And I started looking. I'm like, wow, it's so shallow. I can see through the edges of it. Okay. I like that it's big and spready, but I don't love that I can see that and if I notice it pretty quick. But this other one looks nice. And I know. And
I have more than SI2s, but I sent you the SI2s for the price point.
Yes, which I think is good. I think there's one, this ISI2, I think it'd be a nice choice. So I might pull the trigger on that guy. Give me another day.
You said that.
I'll come in the morning.
ISI2?
Yeah.
I think he looks
pretty nice.
You mean you got lifetime?
I don't look him on the scope here.
You got lifetime.
But I do at first if they face up pretty nice to start with. God, we get these impossible requests. I like found this person wanted they want an old, like an old mine cushion style with a square. I'm like, oh great, okay.
I have those.
And then they're like, oh, we love it. It's super deep. It's classic old mine-ish, but nicely cut. Do you know what I mean? For what it is.
Yeah.
And all excited. It's almost 3 carats. And they're like, yeah, we're pretty sure we're going to take it. And then they just called and like, we want it more square.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, geez. So I'm like, that was already an impossible find, and I found it, and it's a good price. So,
this is something that I'll track this stuff down for you if I don't have it. I mean, use
okay.
Me. Put me to work for you.
Yeah. I know you guys will. And sometimes it's worth it, and sometimes it's worth me finding it, and sometimes it's worth letting somebody else find it.
I get it.
And some extra. I get it, too.
I own this stuff, but, too, though, so it's not like... You know, it's not like I'm just going to source it for you and then, you know, put my 5% on or whatever.
Well, I mean, if you find it, you have to.
Yeah,
I know this game.
Yeah, sucks, but, you know, it is. I wish I could do everything for free. But, yeah, let me look real quick. You're looking for a 3K.
And then,
what's the price? What's the budget?
Well, I gotta wait till I hear from the salesperson again, since it just went a little south, and I'm like, okay, give me that stone. I'm just getting rid of it. This is, I can't sit on this. I'm not paying. I don't want to buy the stone.
Yeah.
And so as soon as I hear back from her on what they're doing, I'll let you know. I don't, like, something shifting. She's like, maybe they really want something really square, then, like a square radiant. I'm like, well, find out. That's a whole different stone. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, you're great. So, so we'll check on that tomorrow then. I guess I'll give you a call probably a little bit earlier than this. And then
okay.
Let me
look at these in the morning, and I know you need to get these back.
I mean, yeah, I wasn't really worried about it. I was more concerned about, did I get the right options there? Is there one that's going to fit? And it sounds like you like that ISI2, so we'll check on that tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of dark on the inside, but I don't think it's noticeable enough to matter.
Hey, but now
yeah,
that's
just
point,
me.
That
no,
point,
exactly.
Point,
I think it looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, let me look at them in the morning again when I feel fresh. And
yeah. It's like that song. The song with the guy and the girl. And she's like, I got to know right now. And he's like, let me sleep on it. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
No, they play it at weddings a lot. I'm not going to sing it. I'll find out what it's called, and I'll tell you tomorrow. But
okay.
Yeah, all right. And then I got to watch this movie. I'm probably not going to do it tonight, though. Anyway, awesome talking to you.
It's good. It's nice. It's, you know.
It's like feel good, like heartwarming.
But it's also very real, and yeah, it is kind of heartwarming, and you see what they struggled with, and,
yeah,
and how she overcame stuff that you didn't think. She was brilliant, and she was also went against the grain on what she got into. I don't want to tell you. It's very
okay. I'll check it out. All right, I'll give you a call tomorrow afternoon. All right.
That sounds good. All right.
Thanks, Holly. You have a good one.
Talk to you then. You all too. Right.